April the 9th, 2020. In the article, Death and Conception of the Person, the anthropologist Maurice Bloch revisits the conception of death in modern Western thought. In this article, he argues that death is a social reality, and that we are all deeply involved in its creation and dissolution. It allows me to better understand current platforms of immortality. These platforms reinforce the separation between the body and the mind. It has long been accepted that the death of a human being is a form of social exclusion, the consequence of an immaterial life without true death. In the decades to come, machines will develop the capacity to live. Does this mean that they will experience death? Will they know how to die? The applications that emerge with the development of artificial intelligence have a naturalistic view of death. They don't understand death. They think death is an ultimate end. They think death is a phenomenon occurring in an abrupt way. They think death is disconnected from the life of the body. I think that artificial intelligence should be used to make decisions about death and allow human beings to continue to live in the present. I do not agree. The artificial prolongation of life by medical technologies and the current debates on euthanasia show that it is difficult to understand death as a phenomenon integrated with the living. This makes death very cruel, because we do not understand it. We do not understand it in our being. We do not understand death in our flesh. Weak bodies, sick bodies, or old bodies are left behind. They are adrift.